In anticipation of Election Day, we're broadcasting excerpts from the candidates' stump speeches. Today, we hear from Ralph Nader, who's running as an independent candidate on more than 30 state ballots. He spoke Saturday in New York City about the American political system.
Look what the two parties have done. They are now carving up the country into redistricting districts where there's only one dominant party. Just imagine. Chile has 9 parties. Norway has 10 parties. Even Canada has over 5 functioning parties. But in this country, we have 2 parties that carve up the districts for state legislatures and for Congress. So there's only one party, the incumbent party. It's either Democrat or Republican. And so people go to the polls and they're told it's an election. There is no election without a selection. There's only a coronation. Out of 435 seats in the House of Representatives in 2002, up for election, only 4 lost, and one of them was Gary Condon. Only 4, the lowest in American history. It's really just a coronation every 2 years. And at the state legislative level, 40% of the state lawmakers running in November will run without any opposition at all. You simply cannot have competitive politics with a 2-party electoral dictatorship carving the country up more and more every year into 1-party monopoly districts. It's over. Let's get rid of the myth here. Our democracy has been taken from us incrementally, without vociferousness, but definitively. We have lost it, and we have to recover it. And that's the challenge before us. And before we go through the list of the deprivations and the devastation and the denials of justice, and it's always important to remind us all of these, we have to ask ourselves, are we being flattered and fooled and flummoxed? Half of us don't even bother to vote. Political system doesn't mean anything to these people. What is it in for them to vote? They go and they vote, nothing changes in their lives. What's important to ask of us is, how much time do we put on our civic duties and responsibilities? How much time do we put on our political activities? And let me tell you, roll it all up across 280 million Americans, and you have far fewer hours engaging the political system from an independent standpoint than the number of people who watch birds.
Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader speaking Saturday in New York. We'll hear more stump speeches before Election Day, and you can hear some of the speeches we've already aired at our website, npr.org.